Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne. Hot negative.
Oh, not hot positive this week.
No.
You bailed on it already.
I was ambivalent
about it. By the way, I'm Jordan Moore. I'm Jordan Moore's hot positive.
I was ambivalent about your new hot positive outlook on life, where when it's hot outside, you think that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying... Okay, you failed to see the nuance of this, but okay. Go ahead.
No, what nuance
yet again.
Am I missing? Here you are. Your baby is sleeping in a basket on the fire escape. You've got a bucket of ice and a fan blowing the air over it.
Right.
We're all fanning ourselves with newspapers and trying to watch the Yankees game on our black and white
televisions. You know, here's what I think your problem was. First of all, you time traveled back to the 40s to live.
Okay. Well, I have a television, so I'm going to say like 1959.
Okay, sure. But you still are cooling the house with a giant block of ice
yes.
brought to you by a man with a clamp.
Yeah, and the milkman comes and impregnates my wife.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, basic things from the late 1950s.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Is you traveled to a time without as many modern conveniences.
Yeah.
But I think number two, and this is something we talked about last week if people didn't hear the show, is it's very, very hot mm-hmm. in Southern California, which is something I'm sure you know if you listen to podcasts.
Right.
So
it's even hot at the Grove.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of podcasts.
Oh, boy, I know. The air broke at Mendocino Farms.
Yeah.
Great place to get a salad.
Yeah.
A nice work salad there.
By the air broke at Mendocino Farms, you mean they farted, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Now, I'm not – now, you know, it's in the temperatures – quadruple digits.
Yeah.
As hot as it's been on record.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying...
And that's Celsius.
Yeah. And I don't think... And I think what you're looking for mm-hmm. is an excuse to say that it is good that it's hot.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying that we can find ways to be positive until it cools off.
So for you, that's cutoff jeans, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Which you're wearing right now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You look like you're about to go tubing.
Look, I'm not a man with any appealing qualities physically. Except I got a nice set of calves. I'm fine saying that.
Yeah.
Look at these juicy jumpers. Look at these juicy jumpers, baby.
No wonder they call you JJ.
Yeah. Dynamite.
Those juicy jumpers are dynamite.
The juicy jumpers are dynamite. Listen.
The turtleneck is a bit much for summer,
and,
but
hey, you know, do I wish I wasn't sweating up a storm? Sure. But I get to show off the gams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they go from there all the way up to there.
They sure do.
There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From my knees to my penis.
It's weird that they're...
Yeah.
What's underneath the knees? Just feet?
Boy, a couple of taints.
Okay. Left and right.
Yeah, there. I was thrown into a vat of toxic waste recently.
Got it.
Did you see RoboCop? Anyway.
Is that about you?
No, but I mean, as I was being thrown into the vat of toxic waste.
Because I feel bad that I have, I don't think I've seen it since I was little, but if I knew it was about my friend Jordan,
no,
I'd
it's
have
not.
Watched it
I think
again.
It might have even been made before I was born. But okay. While I was being thrown into the vat of toxic waste, I thought to myself, this is just like that part in RoboCop.
Oh.
Where the dad from that 70s show gets thrown into that vat of toxic waste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. I forget his name.
Well, I think my point is that I'm tired and angry.
Yeah.
Because it's
hot
out.
Somebody needs to take a big old mouthful of hot positive.
Okay. Wait, what? Okay, let's bring our guest into this because
yes.
I want to know.
She actually has an opinion on this.
She's from the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
She knows something about hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
She's red hot herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hot commodity in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Show business, podcasting. Bon vivant, actress, Janie Haddad-Tompkins.
Hi.
Hi, Janie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. So here's my question to you, Janie.
Okay.
Let me kick things off with a question.
I love it.
It's not an interview program, but I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Why not?
With a question here. You're from the Carolinas, north or south?
South.
How do you feel about the heat?
Well, it's difficult.
I think you were, I mean, I, you're probably, trying to be positive because you think this is a positive show. It's not.
Okay.
In while we were coming up here, I asked Janie how her summer was going. And
that's
she
true.
Said, I hate summer.
I hate summer.
Expand on that.
Okay. First of all right, you really want me to get into
Let's
it?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Just quick side note, though. I love Tubin.
Mm. Okay.
Tubin is good.
I've never been Tubin, and I want nothing more.
Even as someone who does not drink beer, mm-hmm. I still think that I would like Tubin.
You know what? You don't have to stick your beer in the cold river. You could take a LaCroix.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You can keep your LaCroix in the river.
What
like
about
your six-pack of LaCroix. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you, is Arrowhead okay?
Sure.
That's
Arrowhead's good.
That's mountain spring water. It seems appropriate.
You would stay hydrated.
Right.
All right, second of all...
Maybe some sandwich cookies?
Summer, yeah. Well, those will get soggy.
Yeah, right. You don't want a soggy Hydrox.
Okay.
Who wants a soggy Hydrox?
All right, summer is lame for lots of reasons. One, daylight savings time. Mm. Don't care for it.
Oh, you're one of those. You're
not
one of those.
Into
I don't
it.
Like daylight savings time.
Is this
time.
Yes. Ideological, practical?
Oh, it's all of the above. It's totally annoying.
Yeah.
I hate that it's not dark. Like when it's supposed to be dark,
it empowers right. those haughty farmers who already walk around like they're kings and queens.
The haughty,
of shit.
You mean the economic anxiety set that has put us in the situation that we're in?
Let me put it this way, Janie.
Yeah,
like we haven't already taken enough shit from Jimmy Carter.
Thank you.
All right, so daylight savings time.
Bad.
Check against.
Okay.
Secondly, Hollywood moves slow enough as it is. They put in all these little like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend. Got to take the week off. It's
right.
July 4th.
I can't return
week.
Your
I
email.
Can't
it's
talk
August.
To you. Oh, we take Fridays off after 10 a.m.
Right. Summer
this
Fridays.
Is summer Fridays yeah. or whatever, and it's annoying. And kids are out of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep them in school. That's what I say.
Wow.
They should go to school year round.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. They're not smart enough, number one.
Yeah, kids
number
aren't
two,
smart enough.
We got to work all year.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we
That's
ought
true.
To be like training them now.
Yeah.
To like build up the stamina for that kind of thing.
That's
here's
true.
Here's something that I've experienced.
I'm listening.
I'm a parent three times over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jenny, you don't have children, correct?
I do not.
Okay. So I'm a parent three. Jordan, did you know that I have three children?
I don't.
You mentioned it.
I don't
okay.
need. I mean, you had three. You have three.
I have three beautiful children.
Yeah.
And when they go to school, only my oldest is in school.
Okay.
It's school.
Like real school.
Real school.
Okay.
And the other two are like...
fake school.
I was going to say like Dickensian and
like
Drifters?
Pretend school.
Yeah, the
like
other
you
two
use
are
them for cons and scams.
Garment factory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They work in a real nice joint called Triangle Shirtwaist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I only have one child that's in school. She just finished first grade.
Okay.
And... there at the end of kindergarten, you're like, oh, wait, so what am I supposed to do now?
Right?
Because your kid is done with school, mm-hmm. and you have memories from childhood.
Sure.
Your memory from childhood is...
if you're lucky.
Your whole... yeah, that's true.
You haven't
some
gotten conked
have,
on the noggin. Some people have amnesia. Yeah. We need to...
especially in coconut-rich countries.
Right, sure.
But you have these memories, like everything. All you wanted was summer.
Sure,
summer is all you think about.
Look,
I get
school
it. Is terrible. It's
yes.
all you think about. But when you're a parent, school just ends, and then you're like,
you're
well,
stuck.
What the fuck?
With
I have
kid.
A job.
Mm. Yeah,
mm.
like my job didn't end.
Here's
what am I supposed to do with this fucking 5 year old?
I gotta think of stuff for this kid now.
Right.
Like that. But here's another thing: if they don't know summer. They won't miss it.
Oh, wow.
So
we you're
start
talking
like,
about
I'm saying like,
them,
take it away, like, take
right.
it away
like
now.
Like gaslighting them
maybe
into
the
thinking
grandfather,
that there's nothing in between spring and fall.
Maybe we grandfather in like a like one level.
Right.
Okay, so.
But, so there's this like elder class of children who like.
They get to have a summer. Like, you know when.
And they tell
the
children of summer. Of summers past.
Yes, they're like, back in my day,
we had used to catch frogs.
We had 3 months of nothing.
Shut up, old man. I have to go to school.
See, it's remember like the drinking age was like 18, and then they were like, the drinking age is 21. Mm. That's what I'm saying. You just like switch it around, and then society will be better. Things will be less crowded.
Right.
If people complain, you know what I suggest we do?
What? Tell them to leave?
Where you do the fast karate chops, and you see you're running through a forest, you're running through a forest, you're running through a forest.
Yeah.
And then they'll just get built.
See, I see how this is going to improve your life, uh-huh. and it's going to improve everyone else's summers. And there's more why I don't like summer.
Okay.
It's hot.
That's it.
Right.
I don't like that.
We haven't been integrated into our hot positive lifestyle. Or I guess my hot positive lifestyle, because somebody fucking bailed on it basically immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tolerate it. I did. I grew up. But here's the thing. I'm from Charleston. I was by the beach. Mm-hmm. You jump in the ocean. You don't do that here, first of all. It takes an hour to get
have yourself a clam bake.
Yeah, sure. You have yourself a clam bake. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, you deal with, like, you're living this coastal lifestyle.
But maybe when you play some paddle ball.
Yeah, some paddle ball, some whatever you want.
Sure.
Horseshoes. Horseshoes. Oh, yeah.
A game of horseshoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cornhole or
see
whatever.
How far you can throw a crab.
Jordan, how long have we been doing this show? How many times have I tried to get you to repeat when I say a game of horseshoes, and you can say a game of horseshoes, like on the Arrested Development song.
I just don't want to do it. I think horseshoes as a game is cruel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm. Because why? It deprives
it leaves
them
shoes
of
without horses.
Like,
shoeless
horses.
Yeah.
Did you hate summer as a child?
No.
Do you remember the first summer you hated?
Yeah. Well, obviously, as an adult is when it gets really horrifying because mm-hmm. you don't get it off.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work through your summer.
That's true. Yeah.
And
take care of children.
And if you choose to have them.
Yeah.
And pay your air conditioning. Your electricity is so much higher.
Yeah. But, I mean, Hollywood's brightest stars come out to shine.
Yeah, that's true.
They do.
Yeah. You know, The Rock makes a bunch of movies.
Oh, that stuff. Oh, that's another thing. The movies in the summer are lame. Only the good movies come out right before the award
the
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, sprinkle them out all year long.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Have a nice July period piece.
There was a time where I feel like that was how they did things.
Sure.
Or at least make more like Ocean's Elevens.
Sure, yeah.
Like good movies like mm-hmm. that.
Sure, yes.
I'd take that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I guess, you know, until I'm like, you know, living on a boat somewhere, summer's not my thing. But.
Now, is that an aspiration of yours, living on a boat somewhere?
I would love to own
that
a boat.
Life.
I would love to own a boat.
I know someone who owns a boat.
You do?
I do. It's a friend of ours from college.
Okay. Where is the boat?
It's in San Francisco.
He pays to like, in a marina?
Yeah. He docks it right there in Pacific Heights.
Mm-hmm.
No. Right at Danielle Steele's house.
What?
No.
I was going
to
say.
I mean, I don't know. I think he has
sounds
it
like
in San Francisco.
Sounds like a pretty sexy house.
But, I mean, if you have a boat.
Yeah.
We were talking about boats on last week's program.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Some people believe. By the way, the update on last week's program. There are some people who believe that those big flat boats that I've been noting in Lake Success are rentable.
Mm.
I still don't believe it because I don't see where would you rent them from.
Craigslist?
I don't understand. Yeah, from Craigslist probably.
An app. They're like those scooters that are all over the place now.
Oh, that would be. Now, there's a business idea.
Jump on a boat.
That's a business.
But here's the thing.
Edit that out because
if you're a Silicon Valley tech head,
angel
don't
investor.
Steal our boat app idea.
Yeah.
All right, so
here's the thing about having a boat.
Sure.
You buy yourself a boat, right?
Sure.
How often are you going out on a boat?
Well, I would say probably not enough to justify the cost of buying a boat.
I mean,
you're right.
What does a boat cost? $50,000 or $100,000 for a little, like a speedboat
or
something?
Yeah, then you got to pay to, like, you know, have a boat. You have to rent the boat.
Scrape the barnacles off.
You got to.
I guess you could do that thing where, you know how, like, you have a pet that you like and you have a photo of the pet on your phone.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, if you're having a bad day, it's like, oh, take a look at that pet that I like. Or I guess in your case, children.
No, it's my pet.
Pets.
What? Yeah.
You could just look at your boat and go like, oh, there's my boat.
My boat. No, but you're making a point my dad makes, which is like, because I'm like, oh, I want to buy a house on the beach. And my dad's always like, well, if you rent a house every summer for like the next 20 years or whatever, 30 years, your life is still going to be cheaper than buying a $2 million house on the beach. So basically what you're saying is I should rent my boating outings.
Do you know how to drive a boat?
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Just
how.
Paul?
No.
Paul seems like a pretty committed guy.
He likes boats. Here's the thing.
When you say he likes boats, do you mean he likes boats or you mean he likes nautical hats?
He likes nautical hats, but he loves being on boats.
Okay.
I do want to learn to sail. That's on my bucket list.
Because I got one of them Dixie cup hats like a Navy boy wears.
Ooh, wait.
I can picture a Navy boy.
You know,
and they got the little, it's like a, it looks like a biscuit.
Oh, sure.
It looks like a, well, I don't know in what way it looks like a biscuit. I'm trying to picture any hat that looks like a biscuit right now.
I'm actually trying to, like, when you say Dixie cup, it makes me think of a Dixie cup, so.
It looks a little bit like you had a flattened out Dixie cup on your head. Like it goes, like Gilligan wears like a bucket hat, doesn't he? Who wears a Dixie cup hat?
I don't know. I can't picture this hat.
I'm thinking of like when it's Navy Week or whatever in New York.
Yeah, that one.
And they're they look like Pillsbury Doughboys.
And they got their little buttons and they got their little flared pants.
Yes,
cute
yes.
little pants with a little dick flap with the buttons around.
Yes,
little
the
Donner
sailor.
Flap.
You could rock that outfit.
I would love to wear that outfit. That's
like your Halloween costume right there.
There was a vintage store, and by Halloween costume, you mean just Thursdays?
Yeah.
There was a vintage store by my house. It recently closed, but a vintage store by my house where I grew up called Clothes Contact, 16th and Valencia Street in San Francisco. And Clothes Contact it was like a clothing by the pound store.
Mm, sure.
The person who owned it had several vintage shops in San Francisco, and there was like high-end ones. And then Clothes Contact was exclusively like decommissioned sailor pants.
Uh-huh.
Like German grandpa shirts.
That's fun. Did you get yourself a pound?
Band leader jackets.
Sure.
Like marching band jackets.
Yes.
And that was like I loved it.
When I was 10 years old.
Couldn't keep me away from the – get myself and think I look like Michael Jackson.
Now, wait. You said that store is closed, but the owners had other vintage stores. Are they still open?
I don't know. We'd have to look into what happened to La Rosa Vintage on Haight Street. Yeah.
Oh, on Haight Street. Okay, yeah.
And Janie, you mentioned that growing up in the South, you tubed.
Oh, sure. I've been tubing, yeah.
Tubing is like a place I go mentally when life becomes too much.
Okay.
I've never done it. You know how like a sullen teen dreams of Paris?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like a sullen teen is like, ugh, I just need to get away from these fucking sheep. These fucking suburban sheep. And
they
get
just
to Paris.
Don't understand
all these
you.
Phonies.
You're saying they don't understand
I'll
you.
I'll smoke and I'll write in a cafe.
And I'll wear a beret.
That's me in tubing.
I will wear a beret when I tube.
I probably got a beret I got from Clothes Contact.
I feel like tubing is much closer to your reality than Paris.
Yeah.
Like it could happen.
I think
like
so.
Like even this summer. If
it could
you
happen
wanted
for
it.
Me. I don't think there's any local tubing to be done, so I would have to take a
but
trip.
Maybe
specifically
like a couple
for...
hours out from here, there's got to be some whitewater situation.
Oh, maybe. I didn't even consider that. I just assumed that there was no tubing to be had.
I went to Calgary once. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this isn't a show where I. Look, the point of the show is not for me to brag about the international
destinations
I visited.
Sure.
But I've been. To Calgary. Mm-hmm. I had to perform on a festival with Michael Franti.
Mm.
I wasn't performing with Michael Franti. He was headlining.
Okay.
But I went to the Calgary Folk Festival
you
once.
You were his didgeridoo player for a while, though, right? But not on this festival.
And Calgary is a city of – it's a seven-digit population city. But it's one of these, like – I think it's an oil town, I want to say, is the industry that's there. It might have been a cowboy town before. Obviously, the Calgary Stampede, right? Isn't that what it is? The Calgary Stampede.
I don't know. I don't know about any of their
I think that's right.
That
local
definitely sounds
tragedies.
Like
sorry, Graham Clark. I think Graham's from there. Mm-hmm. He might be from Edmonton. But anyway, you go there, and it's kind of a nice town. But I remember having this thing where I asked, like, hey, where's, like, the neighborhood with, like, you know, record stores and vintage clothing shops?
Yeah.
Like, where's the college kids, whatever, you know? And a bunch of people were like, oh, we don't have that.
Really?
This is a city of like 3 million people or something.
Yeah.
No, oh, no, no, no. But.
Where do you go to get a blacklight poster in Calgary?
Where do you buy beads
sure.
to make your friendship bracelet?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe
or to put up your butt for that matter.
Yes.
So.
Maybe nobody in Calgary is friends because they can't make friendship bracelets for each other.
Might be
so
true.
No one, they only have a work acquaintances and family.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
This festival took place on an island.
Okay.
In a river in Calgary.
Really?
And the woman who invited us to the festival, we're going over to this island, right? You know, going across a bridge or whatever it was.
Oh, there's a bridge, like a drawbridge or like a long bridge?
Yeah, like a drawbridge, like in a castle, and then there's dragons.
Okay.
And, the woman says...
You were dropping acid at this festival,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Michael Fronte.
Sure.
My most vivid memory of this entire festival is Michael Fronte sitting cross-legged backstage, which was just, you know, a bunch of buses parked in a grassy field.
Okay.
And he was sitting cross-legged, and there was a circle of hippie women, I would say 12 of them, and one hippie guy. And like 3 minutes after I walked past them, I looked back, and security was escorting the guy away.
No.
Yeah, it was really hilarious. Nobody was wearing shoes. But anyway, it's in this big, beautiful urban park, and we go over this river, and the lady says, oh, yeah, you know, in the summer, you go tubing in that river.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Was it summer? You know, mm-hmm.
I would give up. I'd give up all the records, all the, yeah, just go tubing.
Totally.
Seems great.
Tubing's great. It's really good. Have you ever done whitewater rafting?
I have done whitewater rafting once or twice.
Okay, me too. I like it.
As a kid in summer camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. What about you?
No, I've never whitewater rafted.
So your dreams are whitewater.
Yeah,
you dream
they
of whitewater.
Are. And then maybe it's something that I've romanticized and that it, you know, maybe it won't live up or.
Oh, I think it would.
But yeah.
Where did
every,
you grow up?
Orange County.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, not a lot of.
Not a lot of opportunities for it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I think it'll happen.
He dreams about whitewater, but only because he reads InfoWars a lot, and he was really opposed to the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
Right,
sure.
The Benghazi.
And I used to work for Blackwater.
Yeah.
So.
We're like, you're Super Bowl, essentially.
Don't remind me.
You just, like, rewatch them just in case.
Right, yes. I have them all on VHS.
Yeah.
What can you socialize when you're tubing? Are you close enough to the other people in your tubing group?
Yes.
Do you throw a line between each other?
No, you're close enough.
How do you stay close?
Well, you can like.
Of course, you have to tell them you care about them.
Right.
Right.
You have to be honest with your feelings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
you
how
have to
that
do
works.
Check-ins.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not
well,
that
like
good at that.
When you're going through your whitewater moments, mm-hmm. you're kind of like alone.
You're just trying to hang on to your beer.
Yeah, your beer and your tube.
I guess I imagine like going with friends, but we just go, "Hey, this ain't half bad, huh?" Like,
right.
That's all we do.
But then when you spit out of the little whitewater area, right. You're in, like, just kind of, like, lazy river times. And that's when you're, you know, getting next to each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like the tube that you sit in. It's like a children's flotation device, but bigger. Like, it has, like, a sling that you put your legs into.
No.
In the middle of the tube?
No.
Or do you sit with your butt down and your legs
but
down and your head up?
Here's the thing. Okay, so the tubing I've done, we just do, like,
inner tubes.
Yeah, inner tubes. Yeah.
Is that what tube is short for?
Yeah. If you thought it was short for tuberculosis.
I did, yeah.
Oh my God, you're learning mm-hmm. so much.
I know.
Okay.
I thought it was short for tube steak.
So you the tube is like kind of like a hammock. So mm-hmm. your butt is like in the donut hole.
Oh, God, I want
part
a hammock too.
I have a hammock in it.
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a hammock. Congratulations. You're doing better than me. You don't have to fucking rub it in my face.
Got three kids.
Oh, I got three kids and I got a hammock.
I feel like Station you could wagon. Get a hammock on Amazon Prime like this week.
Put one in
I
your
don't
living
have
room,
a
baby.
Hammock.
You could get one of those bouncy chairs. They're like, they hang and.
Oh, like a baby. Like you put a baby little, into
yeah,
their
yeah,
colic.
Yeah.
I wish I had colic.
Jordan, what are you doing?
God, I wish I had colic.
That's funny.
Wish I had the croup.
I'm glad that you specified don't put your legs in the tube, though, just in case Jordan tries, because you never, ever want your feet dangling in white water, in rapid water.
Because they could hit a rock and you could.
You could seriously die.
You could lose a leg.
If you were to be like thrown out of your whitewater boat or whatever, like the protocol is like you immediately get on your back with your feet up in front of you, so your head you'd be wearing a helmet or whatever.
And you lead with your butt.
You would lead with your feet.
Are there any concerns?
Oh, like on your back. You see what I'm saying?
Do you squunch up like a
no?
You don't squunch up.
Like if you're thrown from your whitewater boat.
I'm imagining you. Right now I'm imagining
you. Get, like,
you,
a board.
You're wearing a vest.
A flotation device.
A flotation vest and a little helmet.
Sure.
It's like a cute little, you know.
Yeah, like a helmet, like a bike helmet, like a safety.
And then you're on your back and you're squunched. You got your knees to your chin.
No.
And everything is out of the water except for the back of your flotation device. And you're going, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
No, you're on your back.
Okay.
So you want to become like
That's what I'm talking about. You're on your back, but you're all squunched. You're
but
in the fetal position.
No fetal position. You're like a board. You're like an ironing board.
Oh.
Like you become like an iron.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
So that your feet are in front of you, so your head doesn't hit a rock. And so nothing is under, because under the surface is danger. So you want to stay above.
Got it. You could have just said light as a feather, stiff as a board.
I guess I could have. Yeah, you're right.
And then we would have known what was going on.
Right.
What's the concern? Critter-wise. Any?
Crawdad?
No, you're fine. You're fine. Like, and I'm a real critter-sensitive person. So, like, sure. I don't like, even when
That's
I...
That's how I sexually identify.
Yeah.
Critter-sensitive.
In fact, I saw something this afternoon that has scarred me for a while.
Very brave of you to talk about this.
Thank you.
Very brave.
This is really
do we need a trigger warning?
We need some tissues. We need some tissues.
I hope this isn't actually something bad. I'm assuming it's going to be.
I'm going to give a quick trigger warning. If anyone,
if you don't like critters,
if anyone has had any trauma perpetrated by crawdads, I want to skip ahead a little bit.
Well, okay. So no, this is like unrelated to water critters.
Okay.
But have you ever had like one of those wasp mud mounds? Like on your door or on your
window. I know what you're talking about. It's like they build a beautiful mansion for themselves.
But deadly.
Okay, but so someone posted the Insta story, blah blah blah. Here's what I didn't know: they're filled with paralyzed spiders.
What? How does that happen?
I don't know. I guess they paralyze them with their venom.
Sure.
I don't know why they need the spiders to build the thing. Anyway, critter-wise, whitewater, fine. We're talking freshwater fish.
Janie.
Yes. You're going back to the spiders.
Have you ever tried to build a wasp nest without
the spiders?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing just falls apart.
I guess this is
a classic rookie mistake.
Are the spiders...
I tried to do it with beetles once, and it wasn't...
I wish I hadn't watched my friend's Insta story, because they took it off of their door and put it in this plastic bag and then crushed it inside the plastic bag, and all these, like... Freaking, like...
Paralyzed spiders. Begging for death. Kill us, they say.
And of course I'm like, there's probably YouTube videos of this that I can, like, go down some weird wormhole.
Sure.
American Horror Story wasp
videos.
House.
Yeah.
Yes. Freshwater, you're fine. Look, there's no alligators. It's when you get in the salt...
I guess I'm skater snakes, maybe I'm worried
snakes,
about.
Maybe.
Like one of those swoosh around in the water snakes. You know these guys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Those are really something.
Like a water moccasin.
Yeah, that's the one.
Those are quite deadly. That's
what about a cobra?
I don't think they're in the water.
But if it was, it would be mad.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about Sylvester Stallone movies, what about Over the Top?
You're constantly
you
like...
You have to be worried about that?
Moving.
What about Rocky Balboa? What if he's in there?
Cobra's a Sylvester Stallone movie.
You're constantly moving. I don't know. I think, like, when I swim in the ocean, I'm constantly thinking I'm going to get attacked by a shark.
Sure.
I don't know about y'all. How do you feel when you swim in the ocean?
I had shark fears as a kid. I think
you don't have them anymore?
No, I've gotten over my shark fears and I enjoy a dip in the ocean. But I definitely had maybe 6 to 10 of being really, really afraid of sharks.
Well, here's something crazy.
And stingrays.
Stingrays.
Which are a kind of shark, I guess.
This is crazy. Bull sharks, they can get into fresh water.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't think they're
I still want a tube. I don't think this will dissuade me from
swimming. I don't think you're going to encounter a big-ass bull shark in a whitewater situation.
Well, what about a hippo?
They're
very deadly.
It's true.
They are very deadly.
They'll fuck you up, a hippopotamus.
But, don't whitewater where there's hippos. I mean, don't whitewater there.
What if I want a whitewater on the Limpopo River?
I don't know.
Whitewater down the Limpopo. That was what I was going to do that this fall.
You were?
I had penciled in. I haven't talked to my travel agent yet, but I said I had wrote down call Mary. Ask about white watering down the Limpopo River.
What is the most terrifying wild animal you've been very close to in the wild, not like in a zoo or whatever?
A
like,
bear.
Whoa, what kind of bear?
Brown bear? Yeah,
this how how close?
We talked about this on the show. I have a cabin in Sequoia National Monument.
Okay.
And we had some friends visiting us.
Uh-huh.
Who were bears. They stayed the weekend.
It was Paddington.
Yeah. Sure.
Whatever.
Corduroy.
Yeah.
I have a hammock. I have three kids. I'm friends with famous bears.
They came and knocked on our door, our friends.
Okay.
Our bedroom door.
Okay.
Early in the morning. And,
okay.
And said, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, let's say.
Okay.
And said, hey, there's a lot of noise going on outside our window. We think it's a bear.
What?
I said to them, don't be silly. This is the woods. There's no bears in the woods. I went to their window and looked down. We were on the second floor of the house. 'Twas indeed a bear.
Whoa.
Just hanging out back. We had put some garbage out there, so he had found that. So that was our fault.
Yes.
Our fault.
Yes.
But
all honey, too, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. A big honey pot. Yeah.
It's because we got so much honey for our wedding. We should have had a registry, but like literally 20 gallons of honey. And it's like, what are you going to do with it? So we just brought it up to the cabin.
And marmalade sandwiches.
Yeah.
So
I went down to the first floor because I had to make sure the windows were closed.
Yes.
And it was immediately outside the bedroom where my elderly, slightly confused, and very severely post-traumatic stress disorder-addled father was sleeping.
Oh.
And I was like, I need to go into his bedroom because I have to make sure the windows are closed because bears can come in through
sure
windows.
Sure they can.
A lot of people think they can't, but they can. They just climb right through like it was a tree, which is what they love.
Sure.
And well, besides honey and the sandwiches. And so I had to decide
and
like
little overalls.
Whether to
talk about corduroy here.
Right.
Yeah.
You know corduroy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's a sweet bear.
Pocket for corduroy.
He lives
a little
up in,
pocket in his overalls.
Lives up in that
department
cave?
Store, maybe?
Does he live in a cave? Who am I thinking of?
Think
corduroy.
You might be thinking of a real bear.
No, there's a bear that lives in a cave, and the little boy goes to get him back down from the cave.
Okay.
He's a wind-up bear.
Okay.
What?
Anyway, this
yeah,
real
this is
bear.
Not, this is not corduroy.
The two scary parts, the two truly terrifying parts of what happened were, one, when I went into my dad's bedroom to make sure the door was closed, and the bear was literally like a foot away from me.
Whoa.
And then and this bear, I did not know this at the time, this bear let itself into another cabin nearby. I talked to the cabin owners. They had to like drive it out by banging pots and pans.
Oh, my gosh.
And the other terrifying thing that was at least as terrifying was trying to decide whether to wake my dad or try and sneak around my dad, because I knew that if I woke my dad, he would flip the fuck out because of his PTSD.
Right.
But that also, like, if I went in without waking him and then accidentally woke him, he might, like, at some point.
That
like,
would be
I might
alarming
trip,
in
I might
a different
trip
way.
Over his bag. He would, like, sit bolt upright. His arms would shoot out. And he would throttle me because he thought I was, you know, a Vietnamese soldier or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sorry, not to make light of post-traumatic stress disorder, but I feel like I've earned it.
No, this is like your real experience.
So yeah, a bear. But have you ever dealt with a deadly creature, Jordan?
No, I mean I've seen their your
besides
Roman
love.
You're sure that's true. The deadliest.
The
of
deadliest.
Creatures. I've seen your Southern California coyotes.
Yes.
Possums.
They're
possums.
Spooky. Those coyotes are very spooky.
I think they're sleek and beautiful. Yeah. I kind of
they
like
are.
Seeing
they're
them.
They're so silent. Yeah.
They remind me of my favorite god, Coco Pelle.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Coco Pelle. Yeah.
You guys want to see my tattoo?
Yes.
Michael Franti gave it to you.
Okay, yeah. Pull your pants up.
Janie, you wild animal?
Alligators.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, definitely been too close to alligators.
How close is too close?
From here to Jordan.
From you to Jordan?
Yeah.
Why, that's
boy.
Not but a meter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I love about
I know.
Alligators?
I don't like them.
They
yeah.
remind me of my favorite god, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you.
The true God.
Like one of your polytheistic deities.
Jesus Christ is the one true God. Sucks to God.
Yeah.
Sorry, God.
Hey,
a new
take
God
a hike,
town.
Holy Spirit.
I haven't
the
technically read the Bible,
yeah,
but I've got some, yeah.
Anyways, Jesus has a lot of gator-like qualities.
Yeah, sorry for the blaspheming believers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Well, okay, so one time we went to Bull Island, which is a barrier island.
Mm-hmm. And you expected to see
bulls.
Sure. Right.
I don't know why it's called bulls. Anyway, so as we were coming back, our guide, because you have to take a boat there, he was driving us in this truck, like we're on the back of this truck bed, and he stopped. He's like, oh, the alligators are hibernating for the winter. And he stopped the truck. And, like, on either side of this little country dirt road, there was, like, swamp to the right of us and swamp to the left of us. And there were, I'd say, probably, like, 300 alligators.
Too many.
Jeez,
like,
Louise.
They were all just, like, frozen and kind of, like, they were hibernating.
They're very still.
They were very still, and they were so many, and, like, I could feel the hair on my arms just, like, raising up. I didn't like sitting there. But then, I don't know, otherwise, I guess, like, jellyfish, I've been stung before.
Oh, yeah, that's when you're in the beach in the south, you have to worry about jellies.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you don't see them. You just feel it.
Yeah.
Here in Southern California, the only jellies I have to worry about at the beach are these cool shoes.
The shoes?
Okay.
Yeah. Or right. Cool jellies.
Are there not jellies out here?
Jellyfishes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
there's
in this
gotta
sand.
Be, right?
I think there are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
a huge problem.
I don't think you get the thing where it's like there's a swarm of jellyfish, we have to close the beach.
Right.
Because you live, Janie, you live in the eastern half of Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken.
I live in eastern Los Angeles.
So I think maybe some folks who don't live in Los Angeles might underestimate the effort it takes to go to the beach when you live on the other side of
exactly.
Los Angeles.
Exactly. Those people are delusional. If they think that eastern Los Angeles people can just jaunt over to the beach, they are...
It's a whole project.
It's a serious situation. First of all, where are you going to park? You're going to pay $20? Takes an hour to get there. It takes an hour to get back.
I mean, you're going to park at the Annenberg Community Beach House.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where
I
go.
If you got any sense.
Yeah. I love Annenberg Community Beach
House. It's great.
It's great.
You can get food there.
Yeah, but it's like
and if
a
you're a puny
a
weakling
hike.
Like me, you got a beefcake kicking sand at you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's a big
that's
problem.
That's terrible.
That has not been an issue for me since I did that Charles Atlas program.
Yeah, I know, right? If only you'd let me see the back of that comic book.
I don't like the beach here. I like the beach on the East Coast. That's just my personal opinion.
What's the difference? Why do you prefer it?
Well, first of all, it's...
The pizza and the bagels.
The pizza and the bagels.
The water's
oh
different.
The water's different
on East Coast beaches.
It's like if you swim at the beach in South Carolina, it's basically like getting into bath water. Like
oh,
it's
yeah.
not... Mm. Like here it's freezing cold and I don't know. It's like kind of like treacherous here. Like
yeah.
The waves are kind of treacherous.
Could be deadly.
Could be deadly. I don't know. I don't swim here. I don't swim in the water here.
Especially... If there's cobras.
If there's, I was going to say sure. Great white sharks, because I bet there are. Definitely. And there's people on surfboards that look like seals, and they're drawing them in.
You know what? Sorry if you have misophonia and you don't want to hear me doing my award-winning impression.
I was pretty good. I liked it.
Great white shark.
Right. It was pretty good. Smacking its lip. I liked it.
Yeah. Ooh, a barrel of nails.
Now, do y'all go swimming in the beach here? Like, what's your beach relationship? What's your Los Angeles beach relationship?
Yeah, I like it. I like to bring a... Listen, I always keep... A couple of beach chairs in the trunk.
Oh, you're like that?
Oh, wow.
I'm spontaneous.
Oh, I love
I'm
that.
I'm fun.
That's really amazing.
That's really cool.
You have a beach kit.
And I'm like,
you got a beach kit.
I got a beach kit. A little spray on sunscreen. I don't like the lotion stuff. It makes me feel sticky. I like to spray.
The spray's nice.
It's less effective.
Well, you got to use
it. It can get into your lungs and give you cancer.
Sure. Oh, yeah. The spray?
Yeah.
Does the spray give you cancer?
It can if it gets into your lungs. You got to be careful not to. You're not supposed to spray it on your face. You spray it on your hands
and rub
it
around
on your face.
Yeah. I learned on this show a few weeks ago that bathroom wipes, potty wipes,
uh-huh.
ass wipes.
Do you have another name?
Bad.
Do you have another name for them?
Nope, just the three.
Okay, okay.
Bathroom, potty, and ass are bad for the environment. And now I learned that spray sunscreen is going to give me cancer. These are my two favorite products. I don't like any products.
Yeah.
I like these two products.
Talcum powder, which you also
causes
love.
Causes cancer.
Also causes cancer.
What?
Yeah.
And you know what else?
You got to buy cornstarch-based talcum powder.
I'm just going to fucking get cancer. Who cares?
Plastic straws are horrible.
Yeah, I think
apparently.
I know that. I think I know that. I don't mind those paper straws.
What about boba straws though? Like the big ones. Those aren't
as
bad,
right? Oh yeah.
Right?
We have to we have to make an exception for
that. How are you going to get the boba?
How are you
going to
get the boba?
How
are
you
going to
get
it? I don't know.
You can't
you can't.
Chip it.
No, you can't.
I had a nice boba at the Beard Papa earlier today.
Boba at the Beard Papa.
Well, we had some of their signature cream puffs, of course.
Sure.
You're not going to go to the Beard Papa without getting some signature cream puffs.
How do you order a boba? I don't know. See, there's a boba place in my neighborhood, and I'm intimidated by it.
I usually get mine over
boba
easy.
Boba place.
Over easy? It's like I can say I want it over easy, and they'll know what I'm
talking about. Or scrambled. Sometimes scrambled.
Yeah. Oh, and say fruit. You can get fruit instead of cottage cheese, but you have to ask.
Okay.
I don't think there are kinds of. I think you just say Do you want the.
Oh, okay. Any kind of drink.
Yeah. Do you want the tea? Do you want the milk tea?
What's the
often
best?
There
what
will
do you
be
get?
A milk tea. There will be a black tea, like an oolong or something.
So it's like ordering tea.
Yeah,
it's
I think like you say the drink, and then you say if you want boba or not.
Sometimes a Thai tea.
Thai iced tea.
Ooh, I love that.
So I had a Thai tea boba earlier.
That's nice.
Oh, and a Thai iced tea is good.
And sometimes there will be fruit flavors as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Which are a little tea-y, but mostly fruity.
Okay.
And they're all very sweet.
Okay.
Some of them have milk. Some of them do not. I like a milky one.
I like them. I think I would, too.
I like a milk tea.
I think I'd like that.
And they're going to give you some boba balls down at the bottom for fun.
And that's when do you...
That's going to be a lot of fun for you,
Jenny. When do you consume the boba balls? At the beginning or at the end?
With your big fat straw.
Yeah, but, like, do you, like, try to drink the...
Ah, shark! There's a shark in here!
Do you try to drink the liquid... First,
my thing that I yes, sorry, continue.
I just don't
know. You get a few.
Protocol.
They come in along the way. That's nice.
It's
a well balanced thing. They come. You get a few here and there the whole way through, and then there's some at the bottom for you to just go.
I feel like the end of my boba.
Yeah.
Always has too many bobas. I feel
so
like
you're
I get
not
that drink.
Your boba to drink ratio is off. You
it
need
is.
To up your boba.
Yeah, I need to. I need to get more boba early on, so that the end of the drink is not all. I'm not just sucking down bobas.
Okay, I get it.
Jordan, are you scared to get up in there with that straw?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
Get down on it, baby.
No, I don't know. I'm shy.
You got that big straw.
Yeah, I got the big straw. You might as well use it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'll use my straw.
Yeah. You gotta get down. You gotta get down and get down and hit that.
All right.
What are you pounding?
You gotta hit rock bottom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like the opposite.
Are we talking about boba or going to AA?
What is boba? It's like
tapioca.
It's just and what is that again?
It's like a pudding ball.
It's a type of pudding.
Okay, it's just like a pudding ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice pudding ball.
Yeah.
It's
very lightly flavored.
But what is it made
they
out of?
They absorb the flavor
tapioca.
Of the drink. They take
and
on
and that's
the,
what again?
A type
it's
of
a nice pudding,
pudding
ball.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Beginning this summer, you can listen to new episodes of Inside Pop every other week for an even deeper dive inside the world of pop culture.
Now, we're still bringing you our brilliant insight, always on the nose opinions, and insidery inside information on the most interesting pop culture stories of the week.
And we'll also have interviews with the pop culture professionals who create the culture you crave.
For example, we'll speak to casting directors about how they find the right talent for the right role.
We'll talk to music supervisors about how they choose the music to create the right mood.
And we'll grill producers who'll discuss what exactly a producer does.
Oh man, Sean, how many times has someone said to you, oh, you're a producer, so what do you actually do?
So many times.
Same here. So make sure to catch Inside Pop every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun to indulge your pop culture obsessions.
and to hear in-depth interviews from the movers and the shakers in TV, music, film, and more.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Janie Haddad Tompkins, guest.
She is.
It's true.
Am
not,
I lying?
Not lying.
No, she's
nope.
Quite right.
Yep. The
yeah.
Guest.
I'm the guest.
Tonight, on this very mic you're about to hear, we swear, the top podcast guest of the year. I'm doing a little Dougie Fresh.
You think you're gonna get the Janie Haddad Tompkins bump?
Oh, yeah.
The Janie Haddad Tompkins bump?
We're relying on it.
Okay.
If we don't get the bump, then show's over.
We have to close
the
doors.
This is our last-ditch effort.
I hope that's not true because...
Yeah, it is. Sorry, the stakes are high, so, you know, just continue to bring it in the second half of the program.
Okay.
Hopefully we get that bump.
When you're talking about the Janie Haddad Tompkins bump...
Yes.
You mean that you're going to get us pregnant junior style, right?
Yes.
As in the movie Junior?
I thought it meant we were going to do a little Coach Kate in the bathroom.
Okay.
Keep the energy up.
All of the above, guys.
Sure.
Okay,
all
great.
Of the above.
Take any bump you got, honestly.
I got a bump in your podcast numbers and your pregnancy bump and your cocaine bump.
Can
it's
I
all
ask
coming.
You three? Can I ask you a question,
bumps,
Janie?
Three yes. Bumps. Three bumps.
I have concerns that people are driving too fast down my residential street. There's kids playing.
Uh-huh.
You need a gun. Wave that gun at them.
Like a speed bump.
There you go.
Yeah.
What we call the force
I got
bump.
It. The Janie Haddad Tompkins speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just, you know, started putting in speed bumps on my own as a private citizen?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great
uh-huh.
for the safety of our children.
Sure.
Because our children live here.
Yes.
But I worry that people will see Janie Haddad Tompkins' speed bump and think that you have died. And that the speed bump is memorializing your
There's
death.
Gonna be like
that
bouquet.
She's entombed in the speed
and then, yes. Yeah, could be.
Ga-dunk.
Or that maybe
we'll
you
will always remember her.
You know, and I think
how
that'll
you
hurt
know?
Your bookings because casting
you know
directors.
Wishes? Oh, right. They'll think I'm no
like,
longer
well,
with
we'd
us.
Love.
We want Janie on the show, mm-hmm. but I just drove over her speed bump
so.
On the way to this casting session, so.
I don't know. It might just keep her name in their mind.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it could slip out. Otherwise, they're trying to think who would make a... Who would make a great kooky neighbor on this sitcom, they're thinking
right.
themselves. And somebody says, you know, I just went over the Janie Haddad Tompkins
speed bump.
If we could get her ghost in here.
You guys.
And then you
ghost.
Come in and you go, hello, it's me.
I actually think this is marketing genius because, like, we mm-hmm. see ads and stuff. Like, we see
right.
billboards. Like,
sure.
there's, like, was a billboard for Angeline or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
then we see, like, bus stop benches and whatever. No one's done the speed bump.
Right. Do you already have, speaking of just ghost technique, do you have
yeah.
chains for Ratlin?
Sure. I okay. got some chains somewhere.
And right. maybe just
yeah.
like when you enter the
I'm
office,
ready.
Just make sure that they hear like a music box playing faintly in the background.
And I'll be covered in sort of like ghostly white makeup.
I think that
and
works.
Stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, however you want to juice it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also just kind of outline your eyes in black. Like dead president style.
Oh yeah, it can maybe like you know it would be like a whole campaign like hire more
right.
ghost actors.
Sure, right.
I'm sick and tired of living actors playing ghost roles.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah.
When they could have ghost actors playing the real ghost parts.
Yeah, they know what it is. That's their lived experience.
That's exactly right.
Their dead experience.
Yeah.
It's fun. What fun?
I'm going to be in Hamlet this summer.
Sure.
I'm going to be like, I got a lot going on now.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. Thanks
oh,
for the
yeah,
ideas.
Hamlet. That's a good, that's a plum ghost roll.
That's a good one.
Is that
a good
top,
ghost.
Is that the top ghost roll?
Gotta be, right?
I would say
be.
Number one
oh, wait.
Is
well,
Ghost Dad.
Casper.
But then at Christmas, Look, I'm looking at Christmas Carol.
There's right. That's chock
you know
full
what?
Of ghosts. That's nothing but ghosts.
I'm playing every ghost, like
whoa.
Eddie Murphy style.
Ghost clumps.
Oh,
wow.
You know, like how they're like, Eddie Murphy is
fuck. Right, yeah.
Eddie Murphy is. And then it's like, the ghost of Janie Hatta Tompkins
right.
is. The ghost of Christmas past. The ghost Christmas of Janie Hatta Tompkins is. The ghost of Christmas present.
Would you say that's the slogan of Ghost Clumps? Is that what's on the poster?
That's what someone
says. Ghost Clumps.
Look out.
Okay.
They're pretty funny.
All right, y'all. This is good stuff.
When something momentous happens to you, like you lead a critical reevaluation of Ghost Clumps,
mm-hmm.
initially reviled, but I want to say one of the guys from The New Yorker really loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He also really loves Vampire in Brooklyn.
Hmm. Those kind of mid, those pre comeback Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah,
gotcha.
the
some good stuff in there.
Yeah. Then give us a call for our segment mm-hmm. Momentous Occasions. I'll tell you what the phone number is. It's 206-984-4-FUN. Or you can just Jordan. I don't know if you know this about your telephone. A lot of folks have these smart telephones these mm-hmm. days. Mine's dumb as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Can't figure out how to use
sure,
the goddamn thing.
Hey, Siri.
Hello,
Siri.
Hey,
help me. Help me go to the bathroom, Siri.
Hey, how do I make a chicken pot pie?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks have these smart telephones. They got a voice memo function on there.
Mm-hmm.
Fire that up. Lay it down. Lay down your tracks. You can do this anywhere, but it's nice to do it somewhere quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down your track.
Mm-hmm.
Into that voice memo,
mm-hmm.
and then hit that send button, baby. Send it right to jjgo@maximumfun.org. JJGO, why, that's the initials of our show.
It's true.
It's a contraction of our show. Our mm-hmm. initials, I guess, are JJG.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hello, Jordan. Hello, Jesse. Hello, guest. Hello, Sunny D. Joe calling from Boston. I just set fire to
Pause it. We're taking bets here. What did he set fire to, Jordan?
Shit. Well, I'm trying to gauge Joe's vibe here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
this is a little chain rattly.
Someone else at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, wow.
Joe had a severe, shaky white guy vibe.
I was gonna say a rejection letter.
Oh wow, that's not bad,
mm-hmm.
Janie. You've played this game before.
Sure.
And maybe have set fire to rejection
perhaps.
Before.
This isn't your first time playing with fire. Play the theme song, Playing with Fire.
Yeah, Brian hasn't written it yet.
Yeah.
Slacking.
I'm going to go ahead and say Pile of Leaves.
Mm.
Ooh.
Right. It's not seasonal. Now, that's points against me.
And he's in Boston. He's not in California where there's a drought.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which would get you in trouble here.
I mean, his failing restaurant is another good option.
Sure,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that is a good option.
Needs that insurance
you know what?
Money.
Yeah.
Are you switching from rejection letter?
No, I'm sticking with rejection letter.
Because you can switch. Do you want to phone an expert?
No, I'm...
We've got a real firebug on the line.
Hello, it's me, an arsonist.
It could...
I love to jack off into the ashes.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Is that what arson is all about? Is motivated by
I think
sex?
So, but...
Sexually motivated?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I
and I'm sorry
start
if I'm,
fires.
I'm sorry if I'm kink-shaming arsonists out
I can
there.
Only
I don't
speak
mean
to. I speak for myself, Janie. Yeah. I'm not...
I
know hashtag not all arsonists.
Not all.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Brian, let's find out.
First, but second Ford Bronco in a row. The first one, I had spent 7 years restoring it and took it out one day. Fuel line popped out and it went up in an inferno.
Oh.
And then it took me a year to convince my wife to let me buy another one. And I took it out for the very first day and it was smoking and I thought it was just residue. And halfway through the day, I was driving around and it went up in flames again. So that's awesome. I'll send you pictures of those.
Who was closest?
That is not setting fire to something. That's having some...
But he initiated the fire by turning on the fire car.
Yeah, by purchasing a second version of a car that went up in smoke.
I feel like we have to let him know his wife is trying to murder him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Ooh, could be Russian mobsters.
Or it could be an erotic game that they play.
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds
gotta
hot.
Keep the You gotta keep the fires alive somehow. The metaphorical fires.
I'd love to have those flames licking at my balls.
Yeah.
So wait, first of all, is there not a class action lawsuit against Ford Bronco in here somewhere?
This will be an old Ford Bronco. I'm gonna say this is a 1975 Ford Bronco.
Two old ones.
Can I suggest something to this guy?
I think you should.
Let's switch to International Harvester Scouts.
Mm.
Switch to Scouts. That's my new motto overall.
Sure.
Switch to Scouts.
Okay.
Get yourself a Scout, maybe a Scout 2.
Okay.
That's my recommendation. Or maybe, how about a Land Cruiser?
Can I say something about smartphones? We were talking about smartphones earlier.
Okay.
You know how you have on the iPhone?
Hold on. I'm reconsidering it. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, on the iPhone, you have that. When you swipe to the right, you got that other little screen. It shows you the weather.
Yeah.
Shows you the little thing on your news feed.
The little notifications.
And the map shows you someplace that you might be going.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is swiping right, is that when your finger is going left or when your finger is going right?
Your finger's going left.
You're bringing over the left part by
your finger's going right.
I'm saying the finger's going right.
Right.
Okay. You know the screen I'm talking
about.
Okay. It's kind of just this screen.
I don't have a map set in my area.
Well, on my thing,
it
has a map and it usually is like, you know, home, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Office.
This has been told to me. Yes.
Mine just said to me when I looked at it during the break, 20 minutes to Coinstar.
So, wait a minute.
It just knows where you are with reemployment.
Right, I know. It's like, we've seen your bank account. Maybe,
That's pathetic.
I know.
That's basically like saying, like, you better start, like, collecting your coins.
I know. It really is. Anyway, I was insulted by my phone.
Mine yesterday said 18 minutes to recycling center.
Sure, yeah.
Which is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to set mine up so I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
So we can insult you.
Yeah.
Again, this show is not just for me to brag, but I went to the Daiso earlier today.
Okay.
Which is the Japanese $1.50 store.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't mind spending a little extra premium product.
Yeah, a little extra money going on.
My daughter and I were having what's called a daddy-daughter day. It's when the two of us go out and have some
like that Simpsons where Lisa can pick football teams.
Exactly. And we're going out and having, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, do you relate to all emotional states?
More than ever. Oh, yeah. I've noted this. I know this thing you're happening. There's a Simpsons analog for this.
Got it.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I had invented a new drink called a Flaming Mo.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The ingredient was cough syrup.
My daughter and I went to the Daiso. We were having an adventure day. I thought, this is fun. We'll get something at the Daiso. She can pick anything she wants.
Okay.
Because, look, you know, I spend more than $4 in this joint.
I hear you.
If you're picking one
item. Dollar bills.
Initially, she goes, she says she wants to get herself some purple nail polish.
Okay.
So it's great. $1.50 out the door. We're in business.
Okay.
Then she says, we're standing in line. She says, wait. I want to get something different. I'm like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a fun animal eraser? Is it going to be, you know, there's a lot of great options.
Sure.
In the Daiso. I don't know if you've ever been. Have you ever been in the Daiso?
I haven't been in the Daiso.
Okay. Well, it's a ton of fun.
Okay.
Pot holder that looks like a fried egg.
Yeah, absolutely. How about a pencil bag that's made of silicon shaped exactly and looks exactly a dead ringer for a banana, which is a fruit, not a bag at all.
Hilarious.
That's pretty good. That's good.
So.
Tempting.
We're in the Daiso, she says, it's not going to be the fingernail polish. I'm picking something else.
Okay.
She runs. She comes back. And she has one of those grabber devices that people use to pull a can out of a public trash, like an aluminum
can out of
a public trash.
Elderly people who can't pick things up off the floor situation.
Right.
Okay.
And so I bought it for her because I had said.
What's she been grabbing?
What hasn't she been grabbing, Jordan?
Everything.
It's all. Oh, she's all over town. Grab.
Mm.
So she loves it. She loves it.
She loves grabbing. I'm concerned about what message it sends.
Sure. I mean,
it's probably just a phase. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, I want to be clear. To this point, she hasn't grabbed any tushies.
Okay.
That's good.
Or front tushies.
Mm-hmm.
Front tushies.
Right. Or wallets out of people's back pockets.
Or people's, like, pets. Or
is that, sure. That she,
are you worried about her chomping on some pets?
Jordan.
Yeah, the pets is what I would.
She's grabbed a few wallets. Mm-hmm. But you know our family motto. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Sure. Is that from...
Oliver?
There, yeah, that seems right.
Yeah. No pets, although my middle son, uh-huh. Oscar, my four-year-old, found it at home.
Okay.
And immediately went for the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was not crazy about it, the dog.
No.
Yeah, not crazy.
That's not good.
No, dog's
that's not good.
Like, you know what? If he does it, she bites off his hand.
Then he learns.
Sure.
He learns.
He's going to learn the
lesson.
It's
a cool hook.
He's going to learn all kinds of stuff.
He's going to
learn
like,
how to type
don't
with one hand.
Grab the dog. Yeah.
He's probably get dragon naturally speaking so he can dictate. He's only got one hand.
Yeah. And by the time he's ready to dictate, they'll be like on the 23rd edition.
Yeah. Of dragon naturally
speaking. Dragon naturally speaking.
Yeah. I mean, there may even, by the time he's ready, there may even be a setting for that, and Mavis B can teach us typing.
Yes.
Hand bit off by dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or one hand, one hook.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that's another possibility. I don't know where the software world is headed, Jordan.
Hard to say.
What am I, a Silicon Valley venture capitalist?
Not that I know of.
Well, that's because I'm not.
I know that we're going to have, like, community boats.
Yeah, these boat rental apps.
The boat, yeah.
Sure.
Like, along with the bird scooters and the city bikes.
You know who follows me on Twitter?
Who?
That guy who invented Netscape.
We'll spell
B-O-T-E. Wait, can you get him to fund our...
Yeah, I think we got
tell him we'll spell it B-O-T-E.
Also, Craig from Craigslist listens to Judge John Hodgman.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to this one, though. But if you're out there,
John,
Craig...
But John can get him to fund it.
Yeah, ironically, I don't deal with Craig from Craigslist. Too much drama.
Yeah.
Too much drama, that guy. Yeah.
You...
the drama!
Well, Jordan, you're saying that, but it's because you dated Angie for so long.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Angie.
That's true. Yeah. I broke up America's favorite list couple.
Okay.
Sorry, Craig. I have a nicer couch.
We have another call. Let's take it.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Matt. I'm a surgeon here in Texas. I just got done removing a lost vibrator out of somebody's rectum.
Finally.
It was purple, but the batteries had died, so I don't know if that means it's still a vibrator or if it's just a dildo at that point. I'll let you guys figure that out. I love the show.
No, you figured it out for us. You're the doctor.
Yeah. You went to like 17 years of college, and you're leaving it to us to figure out whether a vibrator with dead batteries is a dildo?
It's a dildo.
You think it's a dildo?
Well, if it's not going to vibrate, then it's a dildo.
You could replace the batteries. Then does it retransform into a vibrator?
Yeah. But I mean, like...
Is a car that's out of gas a chair?
Yes. Oh, you know what? I'd like to change my answer because that was an excellent point.
Good analogy.
Thank you.
That was a really
good
analogy.
It has the potential to vibrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean a car?
It's still a vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to want like a dirt bike if you're really going to get off.
Yeah, exactly. I can't fit a car up my butt.
So like surgically removing. So like where, like what, like isn't. Okay, didn't go to medical school, obviously.
None of us did. Only this guy did, and he can't even answer these hard questions.
But why
for
is surgery, like, they can't, like, put the grabber that you bought your kid in there? And
they don't have a Japanese dollar store.
Why is an incision, like, where is the incision being made?
I think
made?
What happens is, this is my guess.
Okay.
What happens is, first of all, someone forgets probably the most important maxim of Jordan Jesse Go, which is.
Without a base, without a trace.
And they put something in there.
Yeah.
And, well, there's no base on there. What happens next?
Yeah.
Without a trace.
Without a trace. By the way, it's almost analogous, so get those letters off to Anal Santa. Yeah.
Every August we celebrate Anal August on this program.
Yeah.
So
pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's coming up. It's earlier every year, the Anal August decorations
caught
come
unawares.
Out. Earlier every year.
You put it in there. So you put it in there and it doesn't have the base.
Put it in there like, so you put it in there yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's like doing it for you.
No, I think you're putting it in there yourself.
Okay, you're like, I'm going to put this in there.
I mean, it would be terrible if someone else was putting it in there. They're like, oh, whoops. Oh, it slipped. Now it's all the way
and
inside
I can't
you.
Drive you to the hospital.
Yeah. I have an appointment.
I forgot. I had to be somewhere.
Oh, God. Sorry.
My dad's
you're
my
okay.
Dog
you're cool.
Groomed.
Are you cool?
Yeah.
But I'll call you an Uber.
Yeah. Right.
What happens is it goes in there, and then your butt just goes.
butt shark.
So it's in there.
Ghost clumps.
And then you're like, I got to go. To the ER
yeah.
And tell, like, this has got to be this guy's, like, worst day.
Yeah.
I think.
Right? No, this is fun for him.
Yeah.
Because ordinarily.
It's a call a podcast.
He's a
no,
surgeon.
No, not the surgeon's worst day. The patient's
oh,
worst day.
Oh, the butt.
No, this
the
is his worst day because of the prostate stimulation.
Sure. Very erotic.
Stimulates the prostate.
But it ran out of battery.
Oh, he did. I guess he did not say the gender. He just could be.
Could be a
could
lady.
Could be up a lady's butt.
He didn't
could
say
be.
The gender.
He did
we
not.
Just assumed.
We assumed.
Yeah.
But, oh, we're but, gender biased.
I guess we are.
Yeah. Could well, be gender nonconforming
women,
person.
Sure. Women might not be shoving things up their butt as much as men are.
Yeah.
It's the prostate thing.
I'd like to see a graph.
There's got to be statistics on it somewhere.
I'd like to see, yeah. Well, I'm aroused by graphs, so I got to go up and then go down.
I'm more of a chart man, but, you know, it's a classic age-old conflict. Are you a chart man
or a graph guy?
I would like to know. I wish that we could call the surgeon right now because I kind of want to know, like.
If you could get a free surgery?
No, like, how does this, like, go down, like, in terms of, like. Are people,
it goes up, I believe.
They go up. Yeah. Okay. It's saying, like, how are they, like. Are they, is it funny? Like when
I mean,
they put them
like
under?
It's life threatening, right?
It is kind of right.
Once it goes all
like
the way in there.
Like if it's up in there and you're not passing it.
I think what happens is it goes all the way in there and it's terrifying.
And you're
then
in
you think it's going to come out and you think it's kind of funny.
And there's an obstruction.
But then it doesn't come out.
Like it could be a bowel obstruction and you could die.
Right. Sure. Like when a dog eats a toy.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's not like you got a dildo stuck in your butt. It's sort of like we need like I need like anesthesia stat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Thomas. Have a seat.
Maybe you don't have a seat.
Do you mind if I stand?
I might stand.
Ha ha ha! You got a dildo stuck up your butt.
I'm sure you see this all the time, doctor.
Bedside manner.
I mean, you definitely have seen this all the time, right?
Right? Yeah, I mean, constantly. I'm not.
I mean, this can't be the first time you've heard of this.
Do you see this sign on my desk? What does it say? Without a base?
Oh, I listen to that podcast, too.
Do you think he's a butt surgeon?
I think
he's an ER surgeon.
You have to be like board certified in butt surgery to become a butt surgeon. You can't just start cutting up butts.
I don't think he's cutting up. I think he's getting in there.
Oh,
there's
really?
A tool to get in there.
Like a scope. Like a scope?
Yeah. Or, you know,
Colgate.
Or Jaws of Life or something.
I mean, I've had a colonoscopy.
Okay. Not to brag. Again, this is not a show about bragging.
Okay.
But.
You guys, you high rollers.
Yeah.
Like, go to the doctor for a necessary procedure.
That was like they put you under. Like, I was put under.
Oh, stone cold, huh?
Well, they, you know, went up, and then they also went down.
Oh.
They went,
the old up and down.
And then what do they do, mean the middle?
It's a doping scope.
A little.
I don't think they do it at the same time, but they put, like, they put it down the top, and then they put it up the bottom.
Did they go in the
separately.
Nose? Did they go in the nose?
I don't know. It was like, I was on the Michael Jackson. They, I don't know. They didn't know. Not
did
the nose,
they
through
say
the mouth.
To you, this is the Michael Jackson stuff?
I can't remember. But
because
I
they said it to me when I got my appendix out, and it's bothered me ever since.
They're really into.
That's a fucked up thing to say. The man died of that.
Died
of it.
Yeah.
They're proud of it.
But?
They're proud of it.
You're doing the same drug as a celebrity.
They're
That's
proud
cool.
of it. They're proud of it. They're proud of the propofol.
Yeah.
It's just a little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm glad, Jordan. I don't want to speak for you.
Mm-hmm. Please don't.
In my capacity as one of the two hosts of this show, I'm glad that all our talk about what's the most important and significant thing that got lost inside your body, which we got some perfectly good calls about.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But none of them were up the butt,
mm-hmm.
and none of them were sex stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that someone finally delivered on that, because obviously, you know, you put a bean up your nose.
Right.
It's fine. Sure. It's great. All the best to you. I'll give you a send you a card at mm-hmm. New Year's.
Sure.
But only because I couldn't quite get it together in time for Christmas.
Put the bean up the nose. Like, it didn't go up by accident. They put it in there.
Yeah. Well, they were snorting some cocaine, but they were snorting it off a pile of pintos.
Off some beans.
Sure.
Yeah.
There were some lentils on the table.
It's, yeah.
It was a split pea.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I'm glad that someone finally called in a sex thing that went up the butt.
Because a vibrator, which we determined it was.
Yeah, obviously what we were hoping for was for people to call in and say, yes, I lost this sex thing up my butt or this. In fact, this, I would say, is the lowest stakes because it is a sexual device.
Mm-hmm.
And I think obviously our real dream was
sure.
a G.I. Joe,
mm-hmm.
a zucchini.
Yeah. Otter Pop.
Pineapple. Otter Pop would be one. Would you say frozen or unfrozen?
Yeah, frozen Little Orphan Orange.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hi, I'm Paula Poundstone.
And I'm Adam Felber.
Adam, I haven't gotten one thing done today.
Well, let me see your to-do list. Ah, yeah. Well, here. Make 30-second promo for Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, so at least you're getting that done.
Score!
Except you haven't said what the show is about.
We're like a comedy field guide to life, starring me and you. I give useful advice, and we have real experts to talk about things like how to keep a friend or what to do when you encounter a bear.
Bully for you, but you haven't said where people can find the show.
Oh. MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, hot, positive.
Janie Haddad Tompkins, still guest.
Yeah, she's doing it. Man, Jordan, I wish that thing you said off air you'd said on air because it was real fun.
Yeah. Well, should we try and recreate it?
Yeah, let's recreate it because it was really
so,
fun.
Okay, so, Janie.
Yes.
Your skin, you're having a like cosmetic peel, right?
Yeah, I did a sensitive chemical peel. Mm-hmm. I had a Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, not a bragging show. But yeah,
I know.
Okay.
And it's just like for sensitive skin, but my skin is peeling, so I had to explain to you guys.
Okay.
I'm like, oh. But then I was like, oh, afterwards I'm going to, like in 2 days or whatever,
yeah.
I'm going to look like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Because she looks...
She looks great.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, her skin is like alabaster. And I was like, ah, what's her secret? And then you said.
I said, because she's from Australia, because, you know, outback don't crack.
Yeah. Worth it.
You know what? Totally
worth the run. Worth the run.
I liked
great
it.
Great job.
I liked that.
Big ups to JC, my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, one true God. More than God. More than the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit can suck it.
More than Gilgamesh.
Nicole, if you're listening.
Yeah, Nicole, if you're listening.
Jordan, I'm glad.
Give your life to Christ.
I'm glad you brought up Gilgamesh because I was hanging out with a Jordan Jesse Go listener this past week,
mm-hmm.
a friend who is a Jordan Jesse Go listener, and I was talking about how she mentioned something that I will always bring up. I don't remember what it was. And I said, oh, yeah, like Jordan's always bringing up Gilgamesh, mm-hmm. the Epic of Gilgamesh. And now you did.
I did.
I appreciate it.
There
What's the name of his dog friend? Enkidu?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's
I don't think I remember enough about the Epic of Gilgamesh.
I think Enkidu is his dog
friend. It's a fun creation.
Friend.
One of my favorite creation stories.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a ton
don't
of
know
fun.
Much about it.
Yeah.
Look up go ahead and Google Enkidu.
Okay.
You sure. got a lot of fun.
Turn that
at
safe
it,
search
yeah.
off too. You want the good stuff.
Okay.
What a pregnant Enkidu.
Check it out.
Pregnant Enkidu praying to Sonic on the cross.
Oh boy.
I was thinking of Gargamel. Y'all, I didn't was like,
I bet
oh.
there's some pregnant Gargamels out there. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Some hot Gargamels.
Why did Gargamel hate the Smurfs?
I don't know. I don't know much about Smurf lore.
I mean, the Smurfs are kind of dicks. They're kind of smug.
Yeah.
I don't
like, they
know.
Think they've got it so great in their little socialist utopia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like Papa Smurf is probably right. Bernie Sanders.
Well, I know he's pro, he's anti-gun control, so in that sense, he's like Bernie Sanders.
What? Anyway.
I'm pro-gun control, and I'm sorry to your listeners that take offense.
Yeah. We're sorry to everybody, Smurfs included.
Oh, y'all, this really happened to me like 2 days ago.
What?
I was driving down the street.
I hit a Smurf. I didn't tell anybody. I just kept driving.
I called animal control.
Yeah, right.
It was the one girl Smurf, too. That's the end of the Smurfs.
So, you know, my cell phone rings, and it's a number that I don't recognize, but I thought I don't usually answer those numbers, but for some reason I was like, oh, I wonder if that was a person I just left, blah, blah, blah. So I answered it, and it was the NRA.
Whoa.
And that it was like a young girl, and she was like, oh, hi, I'm just calling you from the NRA because – and she had like this like whole little spiel that I let her get through. Basically, like Wayne LaPierre wanted to give me a free tote bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
And tote bag is a sex thing?
I don't know. I don't know what – what is it? Like a gun-shaped – tote bag or what? And I was like, actually,
that could be cute. I could see that on NRA Etsy.
I was like, I'm sorry, I don't support the NRA, and not only that, I don't believe that gun control laws will negatively impact the Second Amendment. When
well said,
yeah,
well said.
And she's like, okay, thank you.
Wow, like, she didn't have a response.
No, because I think she was instructed to go on to the next person.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, she's looking for a sale.
Yeah.
She's trying to close.
I was like, I don't want your free tote bag.
So she wasn't – okay. She was just there to get rid of the tote bag. She was not there to change her mind
about the Second Amendment. Is that what you use to carry a gun?
No, you
like
can carry –
like a nice canvas tote?
You can carry them openly and sell, you don't have to conceal them. You just carry them out. You just carry it out in your hand.
Maybe just for convenience, you know.
If you're a Trader Joe's.
You mean like hands-free or something?
Yeah. I have a few handguns, a couple of handguns.
Sure.
Where
do you
carry four?
Do you carry them out in the world?
I carry them in a tote for two reasons. Number one.
It's better for the environment than a plastic bag.
Right.
Exactly. And number two, I don't mind people knowing that I subscribe to The Atlantic.
Right. I mean, I could put some handguns in my Nina Toten bag or something, but I don't have any guns. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
But the NRA called me. Isn't that weird?
It's a little weird.
They probably got your number from...
The Democratic National
Committee. It's a Groupon. Sign up for you get that facial peel Groupon.
It was.
Like,
I bet you're
person.
Right. I bet it was Groupon.
It might be Groupon. Selling your info. Trying to get you to... go whale watching. Fuck them.
I am trying to figure out how they... I think they were just cold calling L.A. area codes.
Yeah. You know where we'll sell a lot of these NPR or these NRA tote bags?
Wait, that's the thing. It was a free tote bag. And then after I hung up, I realized I should have said
yes
to the tote bag to, like, you know, hobble them financially.
Oh,
plus,
sure.
For your boats and totes life.
That's true.
For my totes, my boats and totes life.
You could have creatively defaced it somehow. I don't know.
Well, I could have been like, I know a bunch of other people that want those free tote bags, and then give other numbers, and then they're just giving out tote bags like crazy.
You know what I would have said?
Postage bankrupts them.
I don't want to like feel like I'm like mansplaining or correcting you or whatever. But I do have an idea.
Okay,
offer you if
I'd like
back.
To hear it. I give
don't
you permission.
You just ask them to send you money.
Mm.
Ooh.
Like I'll take that tote bag. How about?
$8.
Yeah.
Do you want me to support the NRA? And then they'll say yes. And I'll say, it'll cost you.
Well, you just say this. My uncle has $1 million in an escrow account.
Just wire me $800.
Yeah. And I'll get it back to you, Wayne LaPierre. Mm-hmm. Isn't Oliver North the boss of the NRA now?
Well, she said Wayne LaPierre.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe she's got an outdated script.
Could be. Anyway.
Now I got to find out. I did Oliver North.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Remember him?
Yeah. Famous criminal. Oliver North. Criminality celebrity.
But he kind of did take, didn't he sort of take the hit for Reagan? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, I think that's the story.
But I think of the three of us, given our, you know, cultural zone we inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us?
Southern California.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're lousy with tote bags. The three of us, have we had so many fucking totes?
That's what I thought.
I don't even use them that much. I got a closet full of totes.
They were like, let's call Southern California area codes. We'll get them with tote bags.
Oh, there's these people are tote crazy.
They love tote bags.
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I was at a store earlier today.
Okay, fucking bragging again. Oh,
gosh.
I went to a store.
And I was looking at this
those stores.
Nice. I was looking at this nice tote. Mm-hmm. I don't need a tote, but this is a handsome ass tote. This
yeah,
is a very handsome tote. A
okay,
a lot of colors in this tote.
Uh huh.
And a nice little interior.
Was this an amazing
pocket.
Technicolor Dream tote?
I'm looking at this tote. I'm thinking this is a good tote. It's a little expensive though, but I like this tote. Maybe
sure.
I want to spend this. I had a credit for the store. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I can just take this tote home. It's nice. They tell me it's Roman Coppola's tote company.
What?
And
what?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't have anything against Roman Coppola.
Who knew he had a tote company?
I met Jason Schwartzman one time, mm-hmm. and he was lovely. He was absolutely lovely.
I think
they're
funny.
Good buddies.
He's funny.
Jason Schwartzman?
Don't you think he's funny?
Yeah, I think he's fucking great.
When he's in stuff?
Yeah, he's fucking great.
I enjoy him. Every
I love
time
Bored
he's
to Death. This is one of my favorite shows ever.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, love Bored to Death.
My friend wrote on it.
Oh, well, your friend sounds great.
She's awesome.
We've had Jonathan Ames on this very program. He's a strange man mm-hmm. who I love and admire.
That's what I've heard because my friend wrote on
it. Don't understand how he got a television show twice, but I really support it. Anyway, this is Roman Coppola's tote company.
And?
I said, you know, he doesn't need my tote money.
So you kept it. You kept
he's
your store
that,
credit.
He's got that fucking
he's got
vineyard.
The Coppola money.
He's got that fucking
he's
vineyard.
Got the Coppola money.
Wire it to his cousin Nicolas Cage, who does need it. Who does need it.
Okay. Janie Hadad Tompkins, actress, not just on screen, but also in your ears in the Smash It podcast bubble.
That's right.
That's right.
Episode 3, one of the highlights.
Janie
I'm going to say.
Throws that episode on her back and totes it right away.
I just carried it out the door
the
in him.
Best one in that episode. And I'm including Hodgman.
Wow.
That's right. You're
sorry, Hodge.
Better than Hodgman.
Look, wow. John Hodgman, are you one of my closest friends in the world? Are you also close personal friends with the Hadad Tompkins family? Yes.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself, Hodgman.
Yeah.
We've turned against you because we're all about Janie now.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You came in to do that part and you really, when we were doing this,
yep.
this bubble,
yep.
the people should download if they haven't already.
Yeah. You can also pronounce it Buble.
Sure, if you wanted to be confusing.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of different kinds of people come in to do voices.
Mm.
You know, we had some people
tall ones, short ones, fat
sure.
ones, skinny ones.
Any ghosts?
All whites, though.
Yeah.
to be clear.
Jeez.
No, no good. And that was no. a, that was
no
a problem on
people of many races.
No people of many races.
But
no
all,
ghosts.
All living, though.
Huh?
They were all living.
Everyone was living.
Okay.
That's true. And, you know,
okay.
an oversight on our part. I can only
you can
pledge
do a little
to,
better next time.
Next time
I
I'll
tried and failed
to
book our favorite ghost actor, John Wilkes Booth.
Okay,
sure, yeah,
maybe
a
next
controversial choice.
Yeah. I feel like look at the art, not the person. You
right,
know, that's
right.
my.
And a lot of
I get it.
You know, people like bringing different like skills to the table. You know, people use their voice in different ways. And when you sat down there, I'm like, oh, there's a pro.
Really?
There's a fucking pro.
Are you for
She's
real?
She's done this. She's
so
been
funny.
On regular show.
Brought it.
Nailed
Brought.
It. Fun, specific
Guys.
Character.
Brought it.
You had a take.
Seriously.
So funny.
Fire
Come
to
on.
The microphone.
So funny.
I literally
really
burned
do.
Down the whole building because mm-hmm. I was like, we're never going to. That's it.
That's
we're
it.
Done.
You're done.
Yeah.
How are you going to top episode 3?
We're not.
Episode 3 peaks and yeah. then.
It's a gentle slope downward.
Yeah, sure.
I had 5 more episodes. You know,
sure,
but...
yeah, yeah.
I just make a suggestion. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Spin-off series.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it here. You don't have to answer now.
Thanks, sure. Spin-offs have never been bigger. Look,
exactly.
at look at Solo, a Star
exactly.
Wars story.
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
Janie, but you have a podcast that you've resurrected.
Correct.
That people want to listen to more of you after they've listened to episode 3 of Bubble.
Correct. It is called
Yes.
Janie and Aaron Does Hollywood. That is the name of it.
And they
and
can get
you can
that.
Find it anywhere.
Find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Great.
So wherever you get what
podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Phones.
Phones.
It is
Zunes.
A
Zunes.
Actually, if you listen to Jordan Jesse Go, I actually think you would enjoy Janie and Aaron Does Hollywood.
Similar vibe.
Yes, it's a fun conversational
chat show about totes.
Chat show about everything.
Lost Up Butts program.
Everything. And I co-host with my best friend, Aaron Ginsberg. He's a TV writer. And we kind of give you, like, what it's like to live in Hollywood.
A little of this and a little
of
that.
A little this and a little that. And it's really fun. People like it. We get lots of great feedback from it.
Don't miss Bubble at the San Diego Comic Con, which is
Saturday.
Oh, wow. When are y'all going down?
July 21st. We're going to be there at 5 o'clock
at the San Diego Public Library.
At the San Diego Public Library. So I think you can get in with your Comic Con badge, but also, if you're just a San Diegan with no badge, you can get in as well.
And please do. Yeah, you have to register at the library.
Yeah. So
but
go to
you
your
can
public
find
library,
all the information at maximum.
Check out the microfiche.
MaximumFun.org/SDCC.
Can I? I was looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
Because I'm.
We got a signing.
You're
too.
Planning ahead.
We're planning ahead. Yeah. So I'm
you
like,
know what the signing is going to look like?
Hmm.
It's going to look like one of those bar graphs, but where there's like one really long one and two little tiny ones. Mm-hmm. But the really long one is just people waiting to get an autograph from Travis.
Yeah.
And then.
And Christella.
Oh, Christella, yeah.
Because she's Cruz.
Yeah.
She's, I forget her name.
Graphs
her name is
cars. Sexually arouse you.
So yeah, I'm into that.
So that's a good day for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about this graph. So who do we got at this thing? We got Travis McElroy, Cristela Alonso, Mike Mitchell, Eliza Skinner, Allison Becker, Danielle Radford. I think Danielle not at the signing, but at the panel.
I'm going to be moderating the panel.
You'll be making sure it remains moderate. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Doesn't get too far left or right.
Exactly.
I was looking at the schedule because I'm like, oh, we're on at 5.
Yeah.
Wonder what else is on at 5.
Everything you want to see. Is that what you're about to say?
Deadpool and Doctor Who.
Come on.
It's perfectly bisects our audience. So,
when you can't get into Deadpool and you can't get into Doctor Who,
we're your third choice.
Come to Bubble.
Third choice. Third yeah. choice. No, we need you. They don't.
Yeah.
Those jerks.
And this
what
also,
have they done for you?
You have to buy a pass to get into Deadpool and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You can just register with the San Diego Public Library to get into this. So
that's
we can throw
show,
this
guys.
Out to regular San Diegans. If you're in the Navy,
yeah,
come by. If you're
if you
Tony
run a
Gwynn,
paintball range.
If you sell,
if you're Tony Hawk.
If you sell cargo shorts and polo shirts,
yeah.
stop by. If you've got a nice chill vibe, come by.
Yeah. So, yeah, please come to our show. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Your show's going to be very well attended, and it's going to
so.
Be a wonderful group of people.
I think so, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we've got a new plan, Jordan. Mm-hmm. This is my plan.
Yeah.
The last episode of Bubble drops, we're looking at the calendar, August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect time for it to drop. It's also the start of Anal August.
Mm-hmm.
We're focusing all our Apple Podcasts lasers on that day. We want to go out on top. So here's what you do. On August 1st, the day that the last Bubble episode drops, we want you share that Apple Podcasts link, review in Apple Podcasts, click on subscribe in Apple Podcasts.
Yes, we would be so cool to like end the run on the top of the comedy charts. And
we want to take down Dax Shepard. Who doesn't?
Well, we're fine with Dax Shepard.
He was good on Parenthood. That doesn't mean we can't take him down. Get him in our sights.
Yeah.
Take him down.
So, yeah, no, all of the reviews and the shares really help. So definitely, if you have not done that, do it already. And if you're waiting, August 1st,
he doesn't need this. He's married to Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
This guy's already married to Veronica Mars. He thinks
fine.
He needs the top
he's
of the fucking
fine.
Podcast charts?
Exactly.
This guy's not sweating it.
Selfish.
He's in Without a Paddle, directed by Bob Odenkirk.
I totally agree. Like, he doesn't deserve a piece of this pie.
I mean, he was good in Parenthood. I'm not saying he wasn't good in Parenthood.
Didn't watch it.
It was a really solid network drama, and he did great work there. And I'm not here to say he doesn't deserve his success in Marriage with Veronica Mars or in the show Parenthood. It's on NBC, I believe.
This is something I've never said out loud.
Mm-hmm.
One time, this must have been 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was driving.
One, two, three, four, five. Got it.
I was driving east mm-hmm. on Franklin Boulevard.
Great direction. Great street.
Yeah. I was on Franklin.
Right here in Los Angeles.
Going east mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, almost to Western.
Oh,
I was
wow.
behind mm-hmm. a motorcyclist. The motorcyclist turned left really hard and ate it and spun out and, like, spilled out into the street.
Yeah.
And it was Dax Shepard.
Mm.
And I slowed down and I thought, oh my God, is he okay? But then he got back up on his motorcycle and
It's okay. I'm married to Veronica Mars.
I married Veronica Mars from the show Veronica Mars.
Yeah. He, because of his marriage to Veronica Mars, he sustained no injuries in his motorcycle accident.
So again, the man's invincible. We're not. We're mortals.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
He defied death.
Yeah.
He's married to Veronica Mars. He's good in parenthood. Bubble deserves to rise to
the
top.
We don't have any of this.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Okay. Our producer is Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. He's the one that you hear outside the studio laughing through the window. Hashtag at JJGo on Twitter, where you can find us, all three of us, at Jesse Thorne, at Jordan_Morris. Janie, what are you on that Twitters?
I'm at Janie Haddad.
There you go. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Jordan Jesse Go. Bubble is also there on Facebook.
Having a lot of fun.
You can find us on another thing.
Are you on Instagram?
Reddit. That's the word
there
I'm looking
go.
For.
Okay.
MaximumFun.reddit.com. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.